From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. The leaders of the Group of Seven world powers arrive in Germany for their annual summit. The G7 meeting's agenda includes issues as varied as the global economy, climate change, and international conflicts. VOA's Al Pessin reports from near the summit venue.
Traditional German music greeted U.S. President Barack Obama as he joined the summit host, Chancellor Angela Merkel, for a visit to a local village Sunday morning. The president described what he called the difficult challenges they would be discussing.
We're going to discuss our shared future, a global economy that creates jobs and opportunity, maintaining a strong and prosperous European Union, forging new trade partnerships across the Atlantic, standing up to Russian aggression in Ukraine, combating threats from violent extremism to climate change.
The leaders are expected to agree to continue sanctions on Russia, which was a member of the group until it invaded and occupied Ukraine's Crimea region last year and began its support for rebels in eastern Ukraine. Al Pessin, VOA News, Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany.
A British military official says as many as 500,000 people in Libya are seeking to cross the Mediterranean in the coming months to try to reach Europe in search of a better life. That estimate comes from the captain of the British warship HMS Bulwark, which is operating in the Mediterranean to rescue migrant vessels in distress. The British captain has said he has learned that there are as many as 450,000 to 500,000 migrants in Libya waiting to reach Europe. You're listening to VOA. Turkey is voting in what is widely predicted to be one of the country's most closely contested parliamentary elections in more than a decade. Dorian Jones has the latest on Sunday's election from Istanbul.
The ruling AK party is trying to achieve a supermajority to change the constitution and turn Turkey into an executive presidency. Incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has argued doing so is essential for Turkish development, but all the opposition parties oppose the political changes. Polls indicate the AK party, in its 14th year of power, will remain the top vote winner. But it could win fewer seats than previously if the pro-Kurdish HDP breaks through the 10% voting threshold to enter parliament. Voting is being carried out days after a rally by the pro-Kurdish party was hit by two bombs. Election observer Emine Yildirim, working for the HDP, says she's determined to stop any fraud.
I'm a witness because I don't trust in the electoral system of Turkey. I think kind of like a life and death election for people who live in this country and who want a true democracy.
The ruling AK party has dismissed concerns, pointing out Turkey has had free and fair elections since 1950. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The wife of a Saudi blogger convicted of insulting Islam says her husband has suffered a major legal setback, with Saudi Arabia's top court upholding his 10-year prison term and sentence of 1,000 lashes. Blogger Raif Badawi received the first 50 lashes earlier this year, despite appeals from human rights groups and the United Nations for the sentence to be overturned. The 31-year-old father of three was arrested in 2012, accused by Saudi authorities of apostasy and undermining national security through an online forum that he started to encourage public debate. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticized the international community for a lack of condemnation of recent rocket attacks on southern Israel by Palestinian militants in Gaza. Speaking at a weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem on Sunday, Mr. Netanyahu said, "The hypocrisy that is sweeping the world will not restrain our hands from defending the citizens of Israel." Late Saturday, a rocket was fired toward the Israeli city of Ashkelon and landed in a field without causing casualties. Israeli warplanes struck militant targets in northern Gaza later in response. Again, no casualties were reported. And British newspaper The Sunday Times is reporting that the World Football Governing Body FIFA's vote for the hosting of the 2010 World Cup was won by Morocco and not the actual host, South Africa. The newspaper based its claim on extracts from tapes that it said are being used to support allegations that FIFA officials took bribes.
That's the latest world news from VOA.